What's going on, everybody? This is Black Men Sundays. I'm your host, Corey Sylvester Murray, and we're talking about generational wealth, finance, business, and mental health. And if you need mental health, check out Dr. Izetta Briggs Bowling.
Hi, I'm Dr. Izetta Briggs Bowling. Connect with me for professional mental health counseling and support services designed to help individuals and families navigate stress, trauma, substance use recovery, and life transitions. Email me at drbowling@ibcyclebreakers.org or call me directly at 845-313-4496 for a free consultation. Now, back to Black Men Sundays.
It's a Black Man Sunday. Time to put all childish things away.
And today we have a chef on the show. This is our first time having a chef. We're talking to Cardell Ellis, aka Chef Ellis, coming to us out of Dallas, Texas. This brother is a private chef, a U.S. Army veteran, an entrepreneur, and author of Pain Trapped So Deep, a powerful message for men carrying silent battles. Through faith, discipline, and accountability, he helps men transform pain into purpose and build strength mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. Today's conversation is about healing, leadership, and becoming the man that you were created to be. So without further ado, Chef Cardell Ellis, welcome to Black Men Sundays, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm blessed as well, man. And, you know, I'm ready to have this conversation. So let's go on and jump into it, man. So for those meeting you for the first time, because I see you on Instagram as Chef Ellis with the good meals. But who is Cardell Ellis, sir, beyond the title of Chef Ellis?
I'm a father first, entrepreneur, a veteran of the United States Army. I did 12 years in the Army. I'm a chef. I am a genuine person, and I'm a man that's just trying to go around and just help heal brothers that's like me, that's going through pain, that's trying to make it and trying to find their passion.
And what life experiences shaped the message behind Pain Trapped So Deep?
Oh, man. So growing up, you know, so I grew up, you know, in the gang life, battling the trenches and whatnot. And then after that, I joined the military. In the military, I deployed 4 times to Iraq, and I lost a couple of battle buddies over there. So when I got out the military, which I got out of medical retired because of my PTSD, my severe depression, my anxiety was real, real bad. I couldn't really function to stay in the military. So they gave me a discharge of medical retired. From there, I lost it. So I lost like my mind. I lost, like, I didn't want to live. I tried to commit suicide a couple of times. And basically the thing that made me hold on was my children. And, you know, saying, finding my passion of cooking and in the gym. So that's where the pain came from.
And you know what? I appreciate your honesty, because brothers that are going through things are going to be listening to this show. And, you know, brothers keep things internally, because many men struggle silently. So what are some of the most common internal battles you see men dealing with today?
One is, you know, pain like from a lost loved one, or that's a big one, lost loved one or a broken relationship. And it's a lot of men that's in a relationship right now that really, really can't speak, you know what I'm saying, to their spouse. And a lot of men, you know what I'm saying, they didn't grow up in a good household, so they really didn't have that mother figure or that father figure, and nobody to teach them how to deal with their emotions. And that's why, like, in my chapter, my book, one of the biggest things I talk about is what hits every man is man up, don't cry, just keep going. And that's, I say that's like a false thing, because in the military, in the streets, when I lost a battle buddy, I had to man up and I had to keep going on a mission. If I lost a homeboy on the streets, I still had to keep going, you know what I'm saying? And just couldn't show no weakness. So I teach my sons that it's okay to show your emotions, but still, you know what I'm saying, do your thing, but don't show your emotions in the wrong way and catch a case or nothing like that.
And what daily habits helped you become stronger as a man?
Every morning I wake up, before I even pick my phone up, I give thanks to the Lord, my feet on the ground. And I just say, God, I thank you for waking me up again, because a couple of years ago I was in a war zone where all I had was bullets flying through my tent. I had mortars waking me up, and it was like, you know, saying hell on. I don't wish that on nobody, I'm just telling you. But to be able to wake up in peace and just harmony, I just say, God, I thank you for waking me up in the morning. And then I hit the gym, and just my body, get my body strong. So that's my thing to help me carry out the day.
And if a man feels stuck in life right now, what is the first step he should take today?
Find somebody that you can, like, it's hard, and I ain't gonna lie. I would say find somebody you can trust. But I say, when somebody's stuck at your lowest, always look at the movie Lion King. The movie Lion King is a big scenario. So it's like, you get lost in the forest 40 years, and then you have to find out who you are. And then it's just you and God. Hey, God, who did you call me on this earth to be? And once God gave you that sign, then God will start putting people in your pathway, you know what I'm saying, fulfill his needs. But until you get in that green pathway, what God wants you to do, you know what I'm saying, you'll be wandering in the wilderness.
And what is one truth about manhood that most men learn too late?
Oh, man, that you can't express your emotions. Every man think that you got that ego, that you got to be like this macho man or whatnot, or that you invincible. Every man got this breaking point. I don't care the strongest man out there, they can portray it all they want to, but that one man is that breaking point. They always say, like, if you a mama's boy and you going through, and if your mama's here and you see your mama, you give your mama a hug, that'll break any man right there. If your mama was a good mom to you, you'll start crying.
Yeah, because I'm definitely a mama's boy. I can definitely relate to that, man, because, you know, I had a little issue that happened to me, man. And, you know, it was like, I couldn't remember nobody's number, but I remember my mom's number.
She
came through. So that was real.
Yes.
So, yeah, man. But let's transition real quick, man. Let's talk about your journey as a private chef. So what inspired you to enter that world?
Oh, man. So when I got out of the military, I was trying. I ain't gonna lie. Every time I did something in school, I failed. So when I got out, I became a house stay-home dad, so I was cooking for the kids, and like, I got tired of cooking spaghettis and Romeo noodles and stuff. So my ex was like, "Won't you go to school?" And I said, "To be a chef." So I was like, whatever. So I went, and that's the first time I made straight A's. So that, you know what I'm saying, that was the best. You know what I'm saying? That put something in me right there once I started cooking it as a chef.
And how did you go from cooking to building a brand as Chef Ellis?
Oh, man. So when I asked God, I said, God, if this meant for me, give me like three signs that this is my thing. So he told me to go to school in New York City. And when I went to school in New York City, the first one was I was failing all my grades. And he gave me three trials, like God always speaking threes. And the first one I got to cook with Heavy D's baby mama. She said I was going to be a celebrity chef. The second one I cooked with another chef, and he put me in front amongst all these other chefs and like, man, bro, you gonna be something. And the last one was when I got to cook for Donald Trump. And the chef, the kid that was in my classmate, straight A's, I outshined him. So that's when I knew I was going to be a celebrity chef and put my brand out there.
Wow. So, you know, name some of the celebrities that you cooked for. You said Donald Trump. Who else?
Yeah. So Donald Trump, this lady named Tashiki. Tashiki, I know y'all know who that is. Tashiki, Michael Conyers, I just cooked for, what's his name? I did something for NBA Youngboy. I did, I don't want to say nobody's wrong name wrong. Calamar, the little funny guy, funny dude, and many other ones too.
Wow, man. That's what we're talking about. And what's one thing the private chef lifestyle teaches that applies directly to your life?
Oh, man. Organization. That's a big thing. So before, man, I was unorganized. I ain't gonna lie. Like, my clothes were dirty. But being a chef, you had to be organized because I'll say it like this: God don't deal in filth. So dirt. So once I started to learn people and being a people person, I started to organize and put all my stuff together. And being a private chef, You know what I'm saying? It's connect with people. You never know who God gonna put in my pathway, you know what I'm saying, to minister to. So I say that's the best thing ever.
Got you. And what lessons has entrepreneurship taught you about consistency and professionalism?
Oh man, if you don't put yourself out there, nobody will. And professional is a big thing. So I used to be, I ain't gonna lie, when I got out, I used to flip from 0 to 100. Somebody pissed me off, I used to snap or nothing. So I had to learn to control my anger. I had to learn to control my emotions, because everybody don't like my food. Everybody don't like what I do. So I just pray to God, heal me from my emotions, heal me from my my control, my emotions. And then I just went from there, and he just started to show me the way.
No, that's interesting you say that, because that's what I'm trying to work on now, man. I feel like, you know, I'm the type, I'm cool, but you know, I can kind of fly off the handle. I'm struggling with like controlling emotions, that because sometimes I can just spaz, all like blackout spaz out. So I'm trying to work on that now, man. So I appreciate, you know, your honesty. But here's what I want to talk about.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about prices. I feel like when I've had a lot of guests on the show, and it even including myself, where sometimes, you know, you may want to work with someone to the point where you lower your price. Uh-huh. And I'm just saying from my point of view. So my question for you is, what factors determine how a private chef prices their services?
Your value. So at first, when I first started, I used to compare myself to a lot of other chefs and a lot of companies out there. So like, for instance, I do a lot of meal prep, and Factor is one of them that I used to compare myself, because they got a lot of clients. Well, Factor got different, they all over, and I'm my own brand, my own what's the name? So I gotta buy my own ingredients, I gotta buy everything. So when I tell people that my prices for, well, my meal prep is $25 for a meal, they'd be like, what? That's crazy. But once you know, I always tell people, once you know your value of who you are, and you know your food is good, and you know nobody better than you, and that's how I do it, then I don't care what people say. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want to buy my food, then somebody else gonna get it. And you got to get that mind frame.
What is the typical price range someone can expect when hiring a private chef?
So a lot of chefs, they be putting on their persona where they be like, you can get this meal, 10 people, $500 or whatnot, but they don't have the blueprint of, you know what I'm saying, all the decoration and whatnot. But a private chef, and I'm gonna put this out for all the private chefs out there, and a lot of people, they don't understand. So if you live in Chicago and I live in Texas, a private chef, if you basically like taking me out of my hometown, I'm coming to Chicago, you need to pay for my flight, my rental car, and my hotel. Also, you know, so I include the food and everything inside the cost. But a private chef is very expensive, because it's basically like going to like Ruth Chris or one of the top restaurants that you want, and a chef is making $60 an hour, and say, hey, can I take your executive chef or your sous chef out of there, and can you come cook at my household? How do you think that's gonna turn out?
Yeah, and how do you communicate your value confidently when discussing prices with clients?
It's just me. Like, I always tell people, my brand is me, like how I carry myself. Like when I first moved to Dallas, right? I had to, like, I live downtown Dallas, so I went on the grill, and the people at the pool, I go make some turkey burgers and just give it to them. And, you know, I had to promote myself. So once one person do it, one person taste my food, then it's just the word of mouth. But my value, you know what I'm saying, it's just I don't let nobody disrespect me. That's my value. So just being real.
What separates a premium private chef experience from a standard catering service?
A catering service, that's where people get it mixed up. They like, can I get a catering thing? They expect that you're gonna get some canned green beans or some just some chicken nuggets or something like that. But a private chef, most private chefs, they do everything authentic, like fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, everything homemade. And also it's their time, and they're gonna put all in, and they're gonna decorate it real nice, the fire flame, even the dry ice, and they're gonna sit there and wait, that makes everything go good. That's the difference between a private chef and a caterer. A caterer, you just gonna drop off, leave the food, and just go about your business.
Okay, great information. Yeah. I was wondering the difference. Yeah. And now, did you always charge what you're worth, or did that confidence grow over time?
No, I ain't gonna lie. So I mean, I was lowballing myself for a minute until I found out my worth. So it's just like, I'll put it like this. So like your show, when you started your show off, right? When y'all started off at the beginning, y'all probably didn't know the cameras and the glitches and everything like that when you first started off. So I had to work out like my menu, my food, like, okay, this don't taste that good. This don't taste good. And then once I started to expert my stuff, now it's like, shoot, I can charge them whatever I want.
Yeah, so, especially yeah. with all those celebrities and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I'm gonna get some advice from you real quick. So what advice would you give to creatives who struggle with pricing their services?
I would say first, it depends on the area you're in. So like, I'm from Killeen, Texas. So Killeen, Texas prices are different from Dallas, Texas. The cost of living where I'm at right now is way more than getting a little house condo in Killeen. So you gotta base your prices off where you located it. I can't be charging $100 per person if I'm in like Killeen. You can, if you know your value, but a lot of people can't afford that. But when you come to one of these like high value places like Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, LA, or whatnot, a lot of people that come on tour or vacation, they want to pay for the experience. And like me, not being cocky, but I'm a nice looking guy. And a lot of people, they really don't care about the food. They just care about Chef Ellis being in the building and care about the experience of me being there. That's what most people care about.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I feel you on that. Yeah, man. And how important is branding when it comes to attracting the higher paying clients?
Oh, it's good because they know they can trust you. So if you got a brand marking on you, like being their water, if they can trust me with their product, then a lot of clients gonna be like, yo, they mess with him. So, man, you know what I'm saying? He gotta be good people. So then when they get around, they book me, they're like, oh, yeah, that's true. I mess with him.
Yeah, got you. And cooking is personal. Do you feel like your food reflects your journey?
Yes. I think it reflects my journey because it helped me heal. So when I was going through my pain and I was basically trapped, when I get in the kitchen, every time I get in the kitchen, I get lost and I just get creative. And it just helped me. Like, I've been going through a stressful moment. When I get in that kitchen, it's like art. Like, you know how like painter, when you go in there, you need to start painting something. That's how I feel with cooking. Cooking is just a form of art too. And then just to see the person when they eat my food and they're smiling in their face, that what makes me feel good.
Great information, man. Now, what does becoming mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially strong actually look like in real life?
I feel like when you physically, mentally, spiritually, and all those in one, use a whole. Like when you broke, like if anyone always broke on you, like you really can't function throughout the day. Like when my spiritual connection was off, like I was just like lost, just walking. Like you ever see somebody just walking in the wilderness or whatnot. And you know, financially, if you ain't got no money, you like, you know, I don't want to do nothing. And emotions, like, I don't know if you ever been depressed, but that's the worst thing that I say ever. Like, you don't want to eat, you don't want to sleep, you don't want to do nothing. And physically, you know, physically, if you hurt or something, like you break your leg or you can't maneuver, you can't do nothing, you can't work. So when all those is down, man, you can't function as a man or a woman.
And what legacy are you hoping to leave for the next generation of men?
Oh man, that's the big one right there. That's why my book was important to release right there, Pain Trapped So Deep, especially for my two sons. I got an 18-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I just want the men to know that, you know what I'm saying, that you don't have to act in violence, you know what I'm saying, to get your point across. You ain't got to put your hand on women. You ain't got to put your hand on men. And you ain't got to pick up a gun and shoot, you know what I'm saying, just get your point across. Sit down, have a conversation, you know what I'm saying, by all means, you know what I'm saying, find a spiritual being that you can, you know what I'm saying, that you can talk to. Get you through your times, your troubles.
Got you. And what advice do you have for brothers that's just coming out the military and they trying to figure out what's next for them? What advice do you have for those brothers?
First, I would say take a vacation. Go on a vacation and just enjoy yourself for like a month or something. Then after your vacation, find a passion. Because in the military, when I went in the military, I say military, I always compare the military to like the penitentiary. I ain't never been a penitentiary. I've been locked up before, but I ain't never been a penitentiary. But I say it's almost similar because you are in this, they tell you what to do. They tell you when to eat. They say when you can go, all the kind of stuff. And then when you get free, you just, you lost. You don't know what to do. You so used to a man telling you what to do. So find your passion. Once you find your passion, man, you'll be good.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And where can people connect with you and learn more about Pain Trapped So Deep?
My book is on Amazon.com. You can buy it on Amazon. Chef Ellis _, that's my Instagram. Chef Ellis 254, that's my TikTok. And also Carnell Ellis, that's my Facebook. You connect me any of those.
And also, let's talk about the meal prep. I thought that's real interesting because you said it's $25. So basically, if I wanted to order like, you know, like a dinner Monday through Friday, do you have like any options or any plans, like meal plans, or if I want to order every week for like a month, or is it basically a la carte?
I just created a new menu for a lot of my clients. So I got two different menus. I got a basic menu, which runs $20, and you got six choices from there. And kind of what's saying, so it's more to like my athletes and my people that's trying to get that bulk or whatnot on them, their scale. So I got a lot of different options on there.
Okay, yeah, because I was looking when I was on your Instagram, I was looking and I saw that salmon was looking good, those lamb chops were looking good. So I mean, somebody like me, like I would probably want lamb chop one night, I probably want a steak the next night, I probably don't want some of that salmon. So would I be able to kind of select what I want, or is that already just built into the plan?
Well, my upscale menu, so you can if you wanted the salmon, I got the $20 one, you have your honey garlic salmon, which come with garlic herb, potatoes, roasted asparagus, and lemon herb drizzle. And with the lamb chop, you got a Caribbean lamb chop bowl, jerk lamb chop, coconut rice, honey glazed carrots, and pineapple mango glaze. That one, you know, the lamb chop's kind of expensive, so you got to get that one for $35. And you'll get about three lamb chops in that bowl. But you can have me how many you want to. So like most of my clients, they order like 10 meals, one lunch and one dinner. So I got like 11 clients right now I cook for. I got two NFL players I cook for, and I just do their meal prep on a weekly basis.
Got you. So basically, if I'm getting this right, like, so when you ship it to me, is it microwavable? Do I have to put it in the oven? Like, is it like a quick warming tip? Or because I know it's high quality protein.
So right now, my team, we working on the way to ship it all across the United States. And that's my biggest thing. So I can connect with a lot of clients that want to taste my food, but they're not locally Western. But right now, a lot of my clients is Texas based. So a lot of them, they come to me, or I can ship it to Houston or somewhere like that. But I'm like, I just figured out like I can seal it. And I know the limit of the food that I could ship it to you. But yeah, it'd be good. It'd hold the food. You can put it in the freezer and you can hold the food where the taste and the quality be good.
Yeah, man, because I'm sitting here, you know, I'm in Orlando, Florida, man. I don't work up an appetite talking to you. I'm like, I'm gonna have to get me a little sample or something mailed to the old town. Yeah. So I think UPS does that nitrogen shipping, so it'd be nice and fresh, man, for sure.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about, I see you have a, what is that, billionaire water? What is that?
Billionaire water. This is my branding water. So my water is this, is the white bottle, the alkaline water. But this is the great one too. So they got two different ones. This is the night. So basically for the nightlife. So they have a lot of these like in the clubs and whatnot. So when you get your experience, they'll bring the, it's like a briefcase. And you know, like when the club, when they come, the bottle girls go, they go like this, but they bring the water out with the case and you're drinking water or whatnot. But he's real good. So basically the thing is what you speak, like when I speak, like when I work, when I wake up, I always speak positive words on me. What you speaking to, you you get out. So their brand is basically like speak a billionaire into your life. You're going to become a billionaire.
That's what we're talking about, man. And you said that's alkaline water?
Yeah, this one is not alkaline. The one I represent is the this is spring water, natural spring water. The white bottle is alkaline water. So a little bit of people that's with us, you know, Charleston White is with us. We got a couple other celebrities that's with us.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, because, you know, we've had a lawyer on the show, David Walker. He has a positivity water, which is alkaline water. Uh-huh. I'm noticing, though, the alkaline water is starting to really kick a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, what are some benefits of that?
Oh, man. One, hydration is the biggest one. My alkaline, like, I like the alkaline water because it fits with my athletes and whatnot. So a lot of my athletes, they stay hydrated and whatnot. And that's why I do more alkaline water for me for cramps and whatnot. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. And also, because like me, I'm not going to lie, man. I've been eating, but I ain't really worked out in a few years. I'm just going to be all the way real. And I just start getting back in shape and all that. So,
sir.
But I'm not going to lie, though. I've been eating crap, too, man. I done had the big arch, all the viral foods. I've been eating all that. So, and I understand I need to eat more home-cooked food.
Yes.
But if I decide to, you know, order your services, and then start working out a little bit, I think that'll kind of take some inches off my belly, right?
It will, because what everybody thinks that they got to change their food, like, oh man, if I start dieting and whatnot, the food will be nasty. It's what you put in the food to make it better. It's like collard greens. Back in the day, we see collard greens with hog maws and pig, you know what I'm saying, all that pig stuff. And now you put smoked turkey in there, or you can just do it just basic, some good old chicken stock or whatnot, and still be some good collard greens.
Yeah, because I see from looking at your Instagram, you basically have all the cultural foods that we were raised on. So what separates your food and your seasonings from grandma's seasonings?
Oh, man, it don't got all that sodium, all that salt. It's a lot healthier. So once I bring my seasoning brand out, you will see a total different. Like you ain't gonna be feeling all bloated and all just like out of it. You know, with grandma, once you eat all that food, you have that I call it the itis.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
You will still have the itis. I mean, you still have the itis, but you feel a lot better though after you eat my food.
Hey Jim, you got any questions, man?
You know, I do have a question. Potatoes. I can never get them right. Is there a secret? Is it about, like, so let's just say, like, those little red breakfast potatoes, like, is there a secret to, is it prep? Like, what's the secret to cooking those right?
So when you cut them up,
yeah,
if you're trying to get them like the old fashioned way, or you're trying to get a new way, like you're trying to help the old way. Cause I can tell you the old way. So you get some little like bacon fat, you know, that bacon grease that you leave. Once you cut them up real good, you can get you some onions or some shallots. You saute the shallots or onions, and then put some of that, well, but you saute it in some of that bacon fat, you know, cause it got that flavor and that taste in it. Or even a better way that's healthier, some Glee. It's called Glee butter. Look it up. Mm-hmm. Glee butter. It's kind of expensive and whatnot, but you put some Glee butter in there. Throw the shallots in there, saute it real good, and then add the potatoes in there. And just like I had a video, I think I had a video on my page with making some potatoes. Okay. But I can send you a whole recipe on some good old potatoes. Some home. I call them home fries.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Chef. And you know, before I let you get out of here, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to touch base on?
Yeah, I think you covered everything.
Yeah, I was trying to be.
But stay tuned. Stay tuned. Hey, I'm going to say this. Stay tuned. I'm going to be the biggest chef in the world. Just let you know about that.
Yeah, you already sir. On your way now, man. You done did NBA Young Boy. So, because I heard he barely be in the States these days. So that's awesome.
I know. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Well, all right. Well, that wraps it up. Chef Ellis, a.k.a. Cardell Ellis, man, out of Dallas, Texas. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on Black Men Sundays, brother. Many blessings to you.
All right, man. Y'all have a blessed one. It's a Black Men Sunday. Time to put all childish things away.